Last week we agreed on some sort of a list, which was about 19 to 21, between that 19 and 21. One is aware that there were other parties that were not there in that meeting. The proposal was that we should, out of this list, try and recommend 15 to the committee, and get them to agree on the people who then invite to come for interviews. That's where we are. I don't know. Let's give other participants to proceed. Doctor,
yeah. Mr. Chairman, just on a preliminary point of order, point of clarity, and at this briefing, I want to make very, very clear, I'm not trying to reopen any debate of something just being decided. I'm just trying to put my mind around what is the import of our decision. We decided to condone anything received up to the last meeting, which was the 19th. And that was our resolution. But in the world, anything was not eventually being impacted, because the process that we are involved in, as I understand it, is one in which nominations are made for appointments. The nomination is the operative document. Then the resumes are there to support, motivate, and justify the nomination. But that which triggers our power, which seizes us with the capacity of considering anything, is the nomination. Now, I asked on Friday, I called the committee secretary just to do my due diligence on all the nominations. And I only received them this morning. And as I go through them, and I need your assistance, it seems to me that the resumes that we received and we saw for the first time on Tuesday are not accompanied by a nomination received before the deadline that we all give ourselves for condolation, in which case those resumes cannot be considered by us, because what we can only consider are nominations, and therefore our condolation could not apply to those. If I can have some clarity on whether or not there are such nominations for those resumes, I'm talking about 107, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, and 123.
Just to say that the previous or the nomination from the CNC were in that matrix, I think on the 19th. Most of them didn't have nominations in the exercise. There was an agreement with the people that they were going to forward them to me. And then unfortunately on Friday I was at Detroit, and some of them I think arrived on Friday, and then others arrived yesterday. So I can say that out of those 11 nominations or names from the ANC, 9 of them have nominations and acceptance. The only true thing that was there was those documents would be number 9 from the ANC site. That is number 121. There was an undertaking to provide the letter of yesterday, but I still haven't received them. The same applies to CV number 123, which is number 11 on the ANC. So the others do have the required documents.
Just on a point of clarity, Mr. Chairman, if I understand correctly what you said, and that's what you said, these nominations were are received by you on Friday. So those are after our cutoff deadline. And if we are true and correct to the decision of those committees, it follows that we cannot proceed to consider those applications.
You know, to my understanding, the agreement was that everything that is in receipt on or before the 19th will be considered by the committee. All things that we had at this stage will go to be considered. So, number 1 to 11 from the ANC were in on the 19th. So I really don't understand. I don't want to argue on behalf of the ANC. Maybe I should, you know, just give them an opportunity to talk for us. Otherwise, you know, I might be in trouble. But just to say that I thought that it was a case that those things would be considered since they were before the committee. Not only necessarily the nominations in the accepted letter.
Well, just to clarify, you are the committee secretary, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I do plan that you will not argue on behalf of the ANC, nor will that. Preempt the decisions that this committee needs to take. And they try to release it with facts. So I think that the committee and under the chairmanship and the ratio of the chair needs to assess the facts. So can we understand the facts correctly? Is that while the resumes were received prior to the cutoff, the actual nominations were received after the cutoff and the acceptance were received after the cutoff?
On my notes from our meeting on 19 August, we agreed to accept late nominations in fact, and not beyond today, which is 19 August. Now, I see with interest that if you go right to the back of the fact that we were given adjourned by the committee, there are acceptances. Look at the very last one, for example. It in fact dates 17 August, and it's an acceptance of nomination by Wallace and Gorky, sent from Greg Motors. There is, not all of them have set deadlines. But the one from Parma, number 120, it also dated August 17. Interestingly, hers was the only one of the late packs that had its nomination and acceptance attached. And I was quite also because the nomination came from Bertha Kowa, our colleague. And the acceptance of nomination in the pack said, I, Ms. Palmer, I accept the nomination of Nobunisa Gata. But today the paperwork says she accepts the nomination by Bertha. So that has been corrected. But interestingly enough, those that are, that we've just been given, are in fact dated 17 August. But on Bonani's version, you say there are two that don't have nomination papers, and those are Nikabinda and Mortla Khane. Is that because no such nominations exist, or what?
I think the explanation there is that people responded to the call to make those submissions, and then they just wanted me to see this with the hope that maybe they will soon get the letters and then send them to me, but they haven't done so.
Cannot then be considered 121, 123. Sure, there was no nomination that to receive.
Chair, let's go and the other members might enlighten me. The wording of names for consideration for appointment to the commission by this committee, is this required to be by way of application by those who want to be considered, or is this by way of someone nominating them?
Nomination.
Just the nomination.
May I just give an additional view on that? Historically, and not necessarily in the case of the Human Rights Commission, but in various comparable bodies. As far as the chapter 9 goes, It is a desirable way to give effect. Inviting nominations from the public and civil society is a desirable way to give effect to that provision in Chapter 9 that says public participation or the participation of civil society should be encouraged. You can't go much beyond that. But frequently on comparable committees, there is discussion on whether there is an objection to people who have basically nominated themselves. And different people have different views. I myself don't have enormous difficulty if a person wants to put themselves forward. I have in the past allowed such things, but it requires a discussion.
Yes, the reason I was asking this question was the fact that by the very fact that a person has submitted his or her CV to this committee, that clearly indicates that the person is interested to be considered for appointment. And that therefore, the fact that there's no nomination for I don't think should be used against the person. In my understanding, I didn't differentiate between nomination and application, because I thought basically what we're saying is that people who have names to be forwarded for consideration by this committee should do so by the 19th of August. I didn't put much importance to the difference between nomination and application. And I don't know if the committee was actually using the technical term nomination, strictly as such.
Mr. Chairman, if I may follow up on what Senator Colomington said, he's raising the issue of self-nomination. Is a self-nomination a nomination? Now, before I address you on this question, Mr. Chairman, the issue is whether there is a self-nomination. I mean, here we've got 107 resumes, which are in order. They've got a resume, a nomination, and an acceptance from what I see here. We don't have even a self-nomination. We don't have a letter in which I say, I hereby nominate myself to this position. We have a resume, which, I mean, anyone can get a resume. There is no application per se. I hereby apply to be nominated and considered. The law requires us to consider nomination. The agreement was that we would consider nomination. So I think we have a difficulty, problematic for us to consider resume as the president and the same.
Yeah, I want to suggest that we move forward on this issue. We'll note those concerns, table them before the committee, or we meet tomorrow, and let's try and summarize what we've got here. otherwise, I don't see how we proceed. It stops here.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's incumbent upon you to make a ruling, and obviously this ruling will need to be re-examined by the committee, because we're just a subcommittee, and you might end up having to make the same ruling as the chairman of the full committee rather than the chairman of the subcommittee. But if the point that raising is correct and is not overruled by you, Mr. Chairman, then we cannot shortlist things which are not before us. The point I'm putting to you is that these resumes are not nominations, and therefore we are not seized with their consideration. And if we are not seized with their consideration, we cannot shortlist them.
I think we are becoming very technical. This is okay. But being technical can actually hamper the job of the committee. And that's our thing. Let's just note whatever concerns have been raised, and let's see if we're not agreeing on the names that we can shortlist. But this debate might actually become very irrelevant, in fact, if we focus on the job at hand. Now, for instance, I've not made a ruling yet, but I'm saying, for instance, the names that are here, of women here, because we have noted that we are a sort of women. Why don't we agree on all the names of women here in the first place that we put here? From all parties, you see, those names that are there, women, they go in. And then we can look at men, which parties can, or trading, whatever, that we can do outside the formal meeting. And there can be discussions on the names. There may be very strong objections regarding particular individuals. And we've got to listen to those objections. Maybe at the moment, not in the meeting, because we have not invited those people yet for interview. So I'm saying, let's note the observation, and we'll take it before the whole committee. Otherwise, you see, I don't want us to derail this process, because what might happen, we might have re-advertised. So that is the ultimate possibility. If for instance, the NC feels that technical considerations are being brought into the committee in order to exclude the NC candidates, then you are possibly faced with a re-advertisement of the thing. And I thought we had done quite well up till this point. I'm just asking colleagues that let's look at the names here and let's discuss. But one of the things, obviously, and it's in line with policy, is that women should come in here. We have had a bit of consultation just about, because there was an issue that we need to drop some people from the MC side. That consultation is going on, and I don't think we have reached a cool decide, to my knowledge. There is willingness to look at those, but they are looking at specific names. We might invite other parties also to withdraw one or two people, but there is willingness to do that too. So in the spirit of give and take, we can move the process forward big time. And if we agree, let's say, then I would suggest that all the ladies who are the women, females who are here, we put them in. I don't know how many there are. Do you have that list of 15, 19,
21? Yes. Just I respond, I'm going to say, I just want to deal with the question. Could you just note, in addition to Dr. Andresini's view, my view is that the two persons we have known on the board whatever, 131 and 133, would not to be considered?
That is Wallace. Wallace and so you want us to note that?
Yes, I don't see no mention in the statement that was there. Where
they haven't put in
Stephen.
Okay.
The other point is, could we just deal with the minutes of the last meeting? Because that will also take us forward, in as much as the decision notice is not what I remember and it is not what you yourself said this morning. The decision notice at the end of the draft minutes, it was agreed that the list will be increased to about 30 people. That's not what we agreed. And the other thing I'd like to point you to. Mm-hmm. Is that there is a name missing from the consolidated list of opposition parties, and that is Christina Benchi, who was, I believe, number 15-7. She was there jointly from the opposition. And in addition, Ms. Adams reminds me that Janet Cherry, number 49, also appeared on two of our lists. So you have already two ladies, Ms. Benchi and Ms. Cherry. And then I'm sure you're still going to thank Mr. Steve Schwartz since he wasn't with us. But lastly, just on the subject of starting with the women, although I'm sympathetic to including the maximum number of women, I'm not sure that that's procedurally right. We have in the first place to look at certain proper people, the right people. And secondly, consider the law of representativity of the body. So I think that it would in fact be wrong to posit gender as the first hurdle. It puts the men at a disadvantage, and I don't think that's right. So I don't think we should start. I know it's just a device to get the ball rolling, but it seems to me there is a problem.
And to come in?
Chair, I apologize for not being here in the previous meeting, and I don't want to take you back. I, from the ACDP side, have looked at, I'm not going to add a whole new list. We are relatively happy with the list of opposition that the opposition parties have given. I would also like to, I don't think the name of Lenny Bear is added there, he served with us on the Justice Committee for 10 years, and I'd like his name added. And then we'd go along with Janet Cherry and Christina Benton to be added to the list of opposition parties. I think that might be a way to go forward. We've got a list then of 11 if the opposition parties are happy with that. And then you've got the ANC suggestions. And then the meeting should basically, you've got a list of almost 30 names to shortlist. There shouldn't be any problem then to agree on that. Cut it down to 15. And we're almost in consensus then as to the shortlisting process. Thank you, Chairperson, for that opportunity.
Yeah, I point out that Nancy Baer was also on my list, and gives me now a second party with that name, number 35, if he may be added, please, to the opposition party list.
Mr. Chairman, I need to register a very strong objection to any suggestion that the ISP can fall in the endorsing Jan Schubert. And therefore, if it's placed under the opposition party list, that would be problematic for us, and that we don't endorse, and we regard him as somebody unsuitable for the position. And I'm not going to argue now, but we don't want to have any association or name with him.
Yep, I think it's not. We need to emphasize again, this is the very initial thing. But we are still going to go through interviews. So we shouldn't really tighten the gate that much. It will cause problems for us. So we can note some of the issues that have been said. And can we keep proper minutes today so that tomorrow when we go to the meeting, we are able to be precise about the points of objection which are tabled by different parties. And the committee will consider those, and then we'll make a ruling in the committee on how to proceed forward. So there have been Janet Cherry, that's another name from Christina Bentley. And Ben Joubert. Then, this used to be funny. In another life. Sorry? Yeah, they see, they've got a name. You've got a name. Okay. So, I think that's where we are. What do we do now? Whittle them down. No, you know what, with all I'm saying is that with these objections that are coming forth, it's quite a problem, because now there are names which are being objected to, in particular the name of a lady that the NC I'm sure would want to insist on at some point. But I'm saying the discussions are going on. I'm informed about what is happening in the NC. So I'm not speaking what I think. I don't know these people, many of them personally. But there have been consultations and Nkabinde, this person, I'm sure they won't be very happy if you remove that link. I'm sure there can be a debate. Then we might look at there are a few names here, Ntuli. I don't want to remove them at this stage. But I'm saying there are names that we can remove. Because we must go back, because now we must listen to what the opposition is saying, particularly around people like Wale, number whatever. But what? Ngoki. Ngoki? Yeah. So we've got to go back and say, these are some of the views around it. So when, I don't see us finishing this process today. I don't see us whittling down this thing. I see us taking views, objections, and going back to our party. So you'll go back to your week, and then they can discuss with the opposition on a given take, so that it makes our meeting easy tomorrow. So that we don't make give and take in here. That's what I thought, but there are very serious objections to some of the empty men here. Yeah. You remember we've taken the first 30 minutes discussing that issue. We have not discussed, we have discussed what a nomination is, what it is not. And those things apply to the MC nominees or candidates, possible candidates.
Chairman, I would like to bring the words to endorse what you said. I think there is a lot of wisdom. I think at this meeting, points have been made, objections have been raised, that for as long as they are properly noted, having some additional time to reflect and ponder on it all can only help the process. So I do support your wisdom, Mr. Chairman.
I didn't understand what the Honorable Ambrosino said.
No, I didn't understand your wisdom.
Yeah, that we note the objections. We don't whittle down. We have got about 30 minutes here, and we need to negotiate outside this meeting. There's going to be, the MC is willing to move. That, again, I want to reiterate, I've established that as a fact. So there will be discussions which will assist tomorrow's meeting. We might want to bring in our whip. Get the DA's whip, COPE whip, and your whip, everybody's whip. And let's look at it. And then we can then tomorrow table what we've agreed upon. I don't want us to formalize it here because now there are problems. And when we started with this meeting last week, one thing I emphasized was that I did not want to come back. I'm sure members will remember that. And I think we're dealing with a bit of a comeback. So it complicates still for me as we said 15 years. I prefer not an adversarial committee. I want a collegial committee. And if I feel that there are issues that need to be handled outside the committee, let's do so. It allows us space. If we run through, we're going to fight. And once we start fighting, we'll block the process. And we are there. There is an amazing consensus, in fact. And I don't want us to derail this one. There's no question that there is an amazing consensus. I assume it, but I think we need to nurse it, move step by step, and look at it, you know, look at these names and criticize them, give and take. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to take a step, but I just want to caution us about the technical legal aspect of the team. And that is that if there is a nominee that is unhappy that he's not shortlisted, they could contest it at a later stage. So this is a matter of procedure. I'm sure we need to be very aware So we need to establish the legality of the nomination process, and I think you've noted that. But the concern from outside is if the process is not followed correctly, it could be open to review at a later stage, and so we need to be very aware of that.
Just to say that on the point raised by Honorable Swart, I've just called my manager to be clarified in the issue. For any minute, I'll be getting an answer to confirm if there will be any legal legal problems. If we accept those without any nomination, so I'll just let us.
Sorry,
who's
your manager?
Let me just say that 92 from the ANC side, 107, 118, they arrived even before last week. They have been with the arrived from Tamako. 92 has been here, I think, even before the closing date. And if I understand, or if I understood correctly, as far as the audio session was true, that do not have nomination at the end of the September. I don't know if you are saying that the only from the experience, maybe except 92, 107, and 118 of the receptors. I'm not so sure. Can I just take that?
Well, there are two aspects. I want the facts to be recorded. I mean, the facts are what is important. And you stated that 107, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, and 122, the nominations were received on Friday and Monday. So I want the facts to be recorded. Now, on the basis of the facts, the objection which I raised at the beginning of this meeting was that those nominations could not fall within the condoning process, which we agreed to at the meeting of the full committee and restated last week in this committee. So they may be able with a subsequent condonation, but this part of what we need to discuss.
But we have not leave people who can come with expertise and serve this country in this commission. Leave them out because of the expenses really, which I don't think they will do this country any good.
Actually, I want to agree with my colleague here that when we took a decision to make aid for more people to come forward, we took that decision because we wanted to be sure that as many people as possible do come forward. And that happened. Now, what I think we need to establish, as the Secretary has indicated, is whether indeed these people whose resumes are with us, but who don't have acceptance forms or nominations, whether indeed they are available, they want to be considered for appointment. That's what we need to establish. And then move forward and go on to the stage where we're going to consider the people we want to bring forward. Now, coming to your suggestion that let us not proceed in this meeting to whittle down the names to the required number of 15, because there are talks that are to take place amongst our people. Yeah, I think that should be considered. Because here we will be talking about, in open, our objection to some people being suitable for shortlisting in public. I don't think that should be right at this stage. Because the important stage is the one where people will be presenting themselves to the committee. When we are doing the interviewing them, asking them questions, then the entire public is in a position to know whether indeed we did the right thing by appointing those people, helping consider the manner in which they conducted themselves before us. So I'm inclined therefore to agree with your suggestion that let us go back and reflect on these names and see what it is that we can do to reduce the numbers.
May I just say, if you are suggesting that when you say whips must talk to each other, that you will be talking to me, we are supposed to choose these people in a committee proportionally representative of the parties in Parliament. It is not party bosses who are supposed to choose these people. It is we who have read the CV, thought about it, and so forth. And you would in any case be talking to me, you would in any case be talking to Steve Swart and to Ms. Adams and to Dr. Ambrosini. So do you not think we can go and have a cup of tea outside and do some talking if it is a difficulty to do it in this formal context? Because the next hurdle is quite simply getting the list of 32 down to as close to 15 as we can get. And let's leave now aside for a minute the technical issue, but I must say to you that I do agree with Advocate Swart and Dr. Ambrosini. The legalities are in fact important, because if you are unfairly excluding people who in good faith accepted nominations before 8th May, then if you prejudice their case, then that's a problem. So, but let's put that on the side for the moment, and I think we must go and have tea and see how far we can get. You can't send us to some upper whip. You'll be talking to us in any case.
Mr. Chairman, if I may respond to the Honourable man. I think that, no, I have stated that at least on my party side, I would be the representative. But I think we must hear what the Chairman and what Advocate Holomis are saying. They're expressing a party need and for further reflection, and we need to be appreciative of that. So, I mean, it's a call for time out. Let's not rush something which could be better cooked if given a little more time.
Now, you just told me that from the NC, there are two that have arrived only yesterday. Yeah. in terms of some of the things we are talking about. But I'm worried about now the legal beef, which even if we agree among ourselves, we can't agree to commit a crime, can't agree to break the rules. What will be challenging as a committee? Because the issue has come up, and we were talking about it, and it puts a lot of spanners in the work. So one of the things we are going to have to discuss, but we can basically stop this meeting and go into committee, into party negotiations, including getting legal opinion, if our decisions are okay. If they are not, then we must look at other remedies. And we can re-advertise for a week, advise people that those who had applied don't have to, or nominated. But we must do it right legally. We might want to look at that. In this case, then we won't have lots of debates about the slate names and others, and so on. Then we can deal with the technicality, but dealing with it in the proper way, so that we cure this thing before it happens. But if we go steam ahead with this process, and then there are questions about the legality of what we are doing, the decisions will be the whole process will be annulled at the end by people who feel aggrieved one way or the other. So we might want to even think about that then. I just want to suggest we stop the formal meeting and we switch off the mics and we kiss everybody goodbye, the party stays, and we talk and see what we can do going forward. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to approach the committee, you know, having sorted out all the technical problems. When the committee might say, okay, advertise for a week or whatever, or no, we are happy with the legal opinion that we get.
I'm concerned about this legally. What does it arise from? Is it think that Dr. Mrosini's point is by the sense correctly? Is that these 11 names from the ANC, it appears as if they came in without nominations, and then their nominations came after the deadline of the 19th, and that therefore they cannot be considered because they have not been properly brought to this committee. If that is the case, then that renders them invalid their applications or nominations. Then they cannot. But my concern is, what does the law say? What is the basis of these nominations? Does the law say nominations must be brought forward or is it in their judgment that says we are inviting nominations? What is the basis of this? Because my difficulty has never been favored. It's a copy of the act that says that that's the commission. So I do not know what the problem is there.
Yeah, actually, I was just suggesting to the chairperson that we just attend maybe for 10 minutes and then I can run to my manager to clarify the process and then come back to the manager when it comes.
Okay, fine. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, and that's because there are a lot of phenomenon at issue, which we've seen for the first time this morning, are in fact in digital value.
Okay.
They said that the Seku, I think it was the Seku was nominated on the 24th. Now that's the result. But Mr. Mugoki was in on the 17th. He was there before with the 17th. So the problem is not as big as
that's the point.
As it might have been, but we only got this this morning. The statement is that if we not only going to have effects that much, someone can't tell in many cases that
Guma, Andrew Guma, came yesterday, came too. Wallace came on the 17th. Maskangu is not shown.